I'm George Stevens, and I'm a person. I was held as property as a child. Even before my birth, I was called a slave in an America you wouldn't recognize. But folks like you helped me escape north to freedom. And in 1864, I joined the infantry to fight for my country. I fought so all slaves would be recognized as persons, not property. And we won. But today in Colorado, there are still people called property. Children, just like I was. And that America you thought you wouldn't recognize is all around you. And these children are being killed. This November, vote yes on Amendment 62. Amendment 62 declares unborn children persons, not property. And that's the America I fought for. So visit personhoodcolorado.com. And in November, vote yes on 62. It's the right thing to do.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Believe it or not, of all the topics we cover on Bob Inyart Live, today we'll be talking about a Detroit car show. But first, I asked Jonathan Sutherland to join us in studio for just a moment because of what's going on at one of the Amendment 62 regional headquarters. Jonathan, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Thanks, Bob.
You guys got a phone bank. I went down to check it out. It's amazing.
It is. We've got all kinds of stuff in there. We've got tons of phones and computers. It's all set up. So
It's ready to go, and what's needed is people to come on down and help out.
Absolutely. We're doing a shift in the morning from 8:30 to 10, so about an hour and a half shift, and also in the evenings from about 5 to 7. So any volunteers that can come down, it'd
for
be much appreciated.
For a couple hours?
Yep. We're trying to get people to maybe come in like once a week for a two-hour shift or once in a while.
That's a great idea. They could come out and check it out, see what it's like. Mm-hmm. And if they like, maybe just one time only, and that'd be great. Or they come on out, they like it, then they could come back once a week perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really easy because you're not picking up a phone and making calls.
So we're not asking people who want to pass personhood in Colorado, we're not asking them to come in and cold call folks.
Right, exactly. It's going to be people who already want to talk to us. We're going to be sending out a call with a press one if you want to get more info now.
The campaign is using a robocall.
Right.
The robocall goes out to people we already know are supportive of Amendment 62, the personhood amendment, and they hear the message, and then if you'd like more information, press 1.
Right, exactly.
So the phones, when you guys do this, the phones ring off the hook.
Yep.
We need help.
We need help. Desperately.
We need help. We really need help. Help. So, Jonathan, could you give us the phone number people can call, one of those calls coming in, to help out?
Right. Okay, you can contact me at 303-828-6951. That's 828-6951.
828-6951. And in case somebody's driving and they can't quite remember that, they can't write it down, they could call the personhood office, right?
Right. You can just call our office at 303-456-2800. You can get that on their website.
Okay. So, Jonathan, you're running the phone bank for Personhood Colorado. The amendment is co-sponsored by Colorado Right to Life and Personhood Colorado. So it's exciting. So give me the hours again.
Okay, it is 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., and then in the evenings, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. That's Monday through Friday. On Saturday, we're going to be doing it probably longer, more like 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. or something like that.
Okay, and Saturdays. So mornings or evenings, Monday through Friday, and Saturday during the day.
Anytime, yeah.
All right, Jonathan Sutherland, it's exciting to see you in the studio. I don't think you've been in here.
I've known you
for many years.
Yeah, it's good to be here. It's nice.
All right. And Jonathan, earlier you gave the phone number. Could you give it again, your number?
My number is 303-828-6951.
All right, 828-6951. And then the office number for Personhood Colorado.
And the office number is 303-456-2800.
And there's things to do at the office, but especially we need people manning the phone bank, and there's other work, too. There's fulfilling orders from the tracker, so this is going to be good.
Absolutely.
Thanks for doing this important role managing the phone bank for the Amendment 62 campaign. That's just great.
Absolutely. Glad to do it.
God bless you, Jonathan.
All right, you too.
All right, so now as Jonathan is heading out, it's really great to have him in here. We've been friends for years. We have on the line to talk about, I think it's America's biggest classic car show. It attracts over 1 million people on a single day in Detroit. And what an opportunity for Christians to share the gospel and to stand up for the innocent. We have Mike Mattia on the line. Mike, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Thank you, Mr. Enyart. It's a blessing to be on the show.
Thank you so much for what you do there in Michigan. So the reason we wanted to chat about this is because we want the audience to know, because Bob Enyart Live airs not only in Denver, but throughout Colorado, and the broadcast signal gets into 6 neighboring states, and we're out on the internet. We have listeners around America. So tell us what's going on in Detroit with this car show, and maybe a few folks could get involved.
For the past 10 years, myself and other evangelists, such as Ron Brock and other names you would know, have...
Cal Zastro, person of the USA.
Missionaries to the Preborn from
Milwaukee. Matt Truella.
Correct. Mark Gabriel, and then some local...
Mark Gabriel with Operation Save America. We also call them Operation Rescue National.
Correct.
And Flip Benham, in fact, he has his Operation Save America event this coming weekend. In Charlotte, North Carolina, right?
The next coming weekend,
correct. Yeah, right. So it's all real exciting.
Correct. Yes, sir. And for the past 10 years, I had known about the Woodward Dream Cruise because I live in the Detroit area, and it's just north of Detroit. So we decided to just get abortion signs out there and evangelize out there. And so for the past 10 years, I have been blessed to organize a group of evangelists and pro-life individuals, both from the Catholic and the Protestant denominations, and to just stand out there peacefully, respectfully, but with a boldness and unashamedly preach the gospel as well, not only on the four corners, all busy corners, but as well as having vehicles with graphic abortion signs and reading the Bible.
Wow.
Some people using bullhorns. And what people don't realize is, if I paint a picture for you,
yeah,
it would be the equivalent of people who have seen pictures of Mardi Gras, but without the drunkenness, without the drinking.
Oh, yeah, what a good point.
Right, but it would be bumper-to-bumper traffic, Woodward Avenue. Woodward is one word, north and south, 4 lanes each way. And
this is called the Woodward Dream Cruise, right?
Correct, and Woodward is the actual road that goes north and south.
4 lanes each way. So
4
this
lanes
is
each way, bumper-to-bumper, gridlock traffic, and you have a captive audience not only there, as well, sitting on the sidewalks, standing, walking. And I like to joke with people and say the worst attention that you get from people on the sidewalks is they give you the fingers, the language. But most of them, as we know, most Americans are out of shape. They can't get up and chase you anyway. and they don't want to get up and lose their chair and their nice spot on the lawn.
So you mean that they display the international pro-choice symbol, their hand signals? Or are they just migrating birds that are passing by?
And what's really sad is, the attacks don't come from outside of the camp. They come from within the camp, from those who, quote, go to a church on Sundays.
Right. They say they're Christian. They say, I'm Christian. I'm pro-life. And then you got to bleep out everything else they say.
Right. And not that the Lord doesn't work in our life. The Lord has worked in my life. I mean, but we don't sanction and rationalize what the Lord is speaking to us about and convicting us about like we are sanctioning and rationalizing, continuing to have abortion legal in this country, which is, I think, is the greatest blot, this blemish on this country's name, I believe.
Where abortion goes, we
will have no shame about everything else that is done under the sun.
When you kill innocent people systematically,
yes,
approved by the government,
approved
by tens of millions of people, then that amount of guilt is beyond our ability to estimate the eternal consequences.
And people don't realize that we get outraged about so many things. You know, animals or dogs who are left tied to a fence in 90-degree weather or in cold weather, in a hot vehicle. A child left in a hot vehicle. But yet, I think it's, what, 3,500 to 4,000 babies we're killing a day. And in 97% of the cases, there's nothing wrong with the baby or the mother.
Well,
it's birth control, and it's strictly to avoid being responsible for your actions.
Well, we kill them. You talked about a dog being tied up to a fence on a hot day. We don't just neglect these kids to death. Planned Parenthood abortionists actually go in with suction tubes
right. And
grab onto the baby's arm or leg. And literally, you could hear the vacuum cleaner, the engine stress, as it pulls the baby's arm off his body. And this has been done, of course, during ultrasounds and on video.
Correct.
And you could see the baby desperately trying to get away. His heartbeat goes through the roof, and the abortionist is ripping apart his body. And then finally, the baby is killed.
And for those who want to see that video, by the way, I believe it was, former abortionist's name?
Well, Dr. Bernard Nathanson.
Bernard Nathanson had a colleague abortionist friend, videotape this, I believe, or hook it up to an ultrasound.
The silent scream.
The silent scream can be purchased. You won't find it in a library. You won't find it unless it's at a Christian organization or a crisis pregnancy center, but that is true. And so, Pastor Andy, what we try to do is, I've been blessed to be able to organize this, do interviews. I physically call people. I give out my cell number. I try to encourage people to come out if they're able to afford.
Well, let me tell you,
money and have the time,
Mike.
Come on out,
Mike Mattia. What an honor to talk to you, because when you invite people to come, I mean, the people who come to the Woodward Dream Cruise to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ, you've got the dream team. The dream team of pro-life activists, Christian activists, there in Detroit, just north of Detroit. I mean, you're talking about people like Ron Brock with his Truth Truck,
yes.
Truth Truck USA, and folks could listen to an interview I did in studio with Ron Brock, and it was, I think, my favorite interview of the year a couple years ago. Just go to kgov.com and search for Brock, B-R-O-C-K, or Truth Truck. It'll pop right up. And you've got Matt Truella, Missionaries to the Preborn, and you've got Cal Zastro, Personhood USA, and the rest of the crew. I mean, these are extraordinary human beings.
Yes, sir, they are. We're very blessed to have them all out there. And, you know, one of the greatest things about this event, Pastor Andrew, is it is the biggest one-day outdoor car show in America. You have people bringing their cars from Texas, New York, California, Canada, Minnesota, and people come from other countries. It's a free event to watch and attend.
Mm-hmm.
You have a captive audience everywhere. And what I try to tell people is the biggest issue we focus on is abortion. But if you have a testimony to share, if you've lost a parent or a child to a car accident, whatever it is, you used to be an alcoholic, you used to sell pornography, whatever it is, come out there. Let the Lord use you to minister and witness to someone. And you don't have to be a bold Stephen or John the Baptist. You can be a quiet person who holds up a sign, an abortion sign, or a sign that says, I regret my abortion. And the Holy Spirit will use you, but you have to have a desire to come out there and a boldness and a passion, not only for the unborn baby, but for those people who don't know Christ Jesus, because there but for the grace of God go I and you.
Wow, that's real encouraging, Mike Mattia, and the way you do this, real humble too, and opening up this event to an opportunity as an opportunity for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
And to stand up for the innocent. So let's give out the particulars, the date, the contact information, how people could consider getting involved.
Correct. And for those who are able to afford it, they're blessed enough with, you know, say a vehicle or can afford a plane ticket and have the resources and the time, please, this is not to make you feel guilty, but it is just a one-day event, and you can only reach 250,000 people, a 500,000 people with us covering four intersections of, you know, east, west, north, and south, for example. The date is Saturday, August 21st. That's the third Saturday in August. It's always the third Saturday in August if people want to remember that. At this point, of course, I prefer that people contact me directly. My cell number is area code 248-894-4000. 248-894-5312. That is 248-894-5312.
And it's Mike Mattia.
Yes, sir. Mike Mattia. And
M-A-T-T-I-A.
Yes, sir. Correct.
All right. And so when folks come out, where would they stay? Detroit, obviously, the hotel rooms are going to fill up quickly. They're probably already booked.
Correct. Now, yeah, you can get a hotel room on the outskirts away from there. I have a one-bedroom apartment. If people have a sleeping bag, they're welcome to stay there. I am just 15 minutes from it. They're welcome to stay there, of course. I will open that to people, preferably if they're men. I mean, being respectful of them.
If it's a woman, you'd have to find someplace to stay.
Yes, yes. I'm married anyway, but my wife and kids are. I alternate between two addresses, so.
All right.
We can try to make accommodations, and I can call some people in the area.
If that's necessary, but
correct.
But people can get hotel rooms just a little further out.
Yes, and if they were to make arrangements now, they could do that as well. The closer, if they wait after. They wait at the beginning of August or after, it might be more difficult to get close to the area. But you can get an inexpensive room because it will be a Saturday and the rates are cheaper on the weekend than during the week. And I can help them with that as well.
All right. All right. So, Mike, could you give us a little bit more of a picture? You said that you guys will be at a major intersection on the Four Corners. Am I picturing that right?
Correct. Now, we do meet, and for those who do call, I do try to meet with people at, we meet at 7 a.m. at a Lutheran church, a Missouri Synod, which is an extremely pro-life, very conservative branch of the Lutheran church.
Yeah, Missouri Synod, that's the synod of Lutherans where they didn't go down the path of liberalism as quickly as the rest of the Lutheran groups, but I'm afraid that a lot of them are headed there anyway.
Correct.
But one is solid.
This one is solid for the past 4 years. I've contacted the pastor, and he knows that we have graphic signs and trucks, vehicles, and he has had no problem with it. So we've been blessed to be able to meet there for those who do show up. Because if you have to get out to the event by 8 a.m. Otherwise, people start putting their chairs down, and you don't get the nice prime location, as they in real estate. It's location, location, location.
That's
because
right.
You want to get that right corner closest to the lane of traffic, so you can get the most exposure. So we have to get out there. I most likely will be at a particular intersection. Of course, that won't help people in Colorado and nearby states, but if they contact me, I'll make arrangements and I'll tell them where we'll be at.
All right. That sounds
correct.
That sounds real great. And so then, is this a moving event? The classic cars, do they drive back and forth in a circle or?
All day. All day, sir.
All day.
They're going north, south, and you have cars coming from the east and west directions turning onto Woodward Avenue to go south. In Michigan, Mr. Enyart, for example, if you want to go north, you have to go south.
Oh, wait a minute. I know about Michigan.
You have to do the Michigan turnaround.
Mike, there are a lot of liberal control freaks in Michigan. And when Cheryl and I, my wife and I, would drive around Michigan, because I've been on the air for 20 years, and for a couple years, we did the show out of South Bend, Indiana by Notre Dame. And so we'd get a free weekend. We thought, hey, let's drive up to Holland, Michigan. Let's check out Benton Harbor. That looks really pretty. We didn't realize it was like a bombed out Beirut.
Correct.
We didn't realize that. We got quite an awakening.
Yes, sir.
In fact, that's when we first asked the question, what came to this city first? A bombed out, abandoned, burned out building? Or a welfare check. So welfare checks destroyed Benton Harbor. But anyway, we also learned that you can't make a left turn in Michigan. They've outlawed left-hand turns.
Correct.
You have to go right, go down the street, make a U-turn.
Correct.
It's just wild.
Correct. And for this event, that only helps us more because people, you're going to get more vehicles.
Right.
Seeing your signs and your signs that you have stationary on the corners and the ones that are on the vehicles. Another great thing about this event, Pastor Enyart, is we've had hundreds and hundreds, thousands of people, of course, see the signs because they're walking all over on the sidewalk. But many, many teenage girls stop. And you don't have to say anything because the pictures speak for themselves. The pictures do all the talking, as they say, you know, the yellow pages. The abortion picture you can't ignore it because you can see it from across the street because they're about 4 feet, 4.5 feet high.
Right.
I think about 3.5, 4 feet wide, I believe, 4 feet wide.
Yeah.
And so they are graphic, and we mainly use photos of different trimesters, but when you use the one with a late trimester with a head and the, I think that's the little instrument with it grabbing the head, when you use the late one, of course, they get a bigger reaction out of people.
Right.
But sometimes you have to shock them because, as the saying, as I've heard the saying, America will not end abortion until America sees abortion.
Mm.
And unfortunately, people are not moved by it. And the reason they get very angry is because they haven't been desensitized to it, as they have the language, the bestiality, the cursing, the sexual innuendo on prime time and in movies. Mm. This strikes a nerve in people, and it convicts them.
Well, you know the story, the tragic story of Emmett Till, right?
Yes, yeah, very well.
And Emmett Till, a young black man, a young boy, was down south visiting family, and he got beat to death.
Right.
And he was from Chicago.
Right.
And they shipped his body back home for burial, and his mother made the decision to have an open casket funeral.
Correct.
And it was shocking to the nation, and the photographs of this young child who was beat to death, those photographs ignited the civil rights movement and put an end to, of course, not all, but much of the injustice that was systemic in our laws.
Correct. And I think about 3 months later or so, Rosa Parks had that famous incident on the bus, of course. It was about three and a half months later.
And then also one of the stalwart pro-life activists here in Denver, Terry Sullivan, and you might know this or not, Mike Mattia we're speaking to from Michigan. Terry Sullivan was one of the 300 freedom riders down to Selma, Alabama.
Right.
And Terry Sullivan wrote a history of the civil rights movement, and he's been working on documenting the rescue movement and the pro-life movement. And he has pointed out that 10 times more people were arrested for peaceful civil disobedience in the pro-life movement than were ever arrested in the civil rights movement, so that the pro-life rescue movement dwarfed the civil rights movement, but the media was against saving babies, and so that's why they worked so hard to sideline it as a fringe effort. And of course, many Christian leaders were against the rescue movement, sadly, and so that was another factor that ended the days of rescue.
Correct. And you know, there are very similarities, of course. We know there are very similar things going on to what happened to blacks, what happened when they were brought here as slaves, and other things.
Right. Persons, not property. And so Emmett Till, the graphic picture of Emmett Till helped to right a grave injustice, and God used graphic pictures when Jesus hung on the cross.
Yeah, very graphic. Correct. You know, I've watched the PBS documentaries. I saw the one about Emmett Till, and I've seen one on PBS, I think on a DVD, and you can see the videos where they're just throwing the dead human beings, the Jewish, the men
victims
and women
of the Holocaust.
Correct. They're just throwing them in the pile. They're very, very graphic.
Right.
There are all types of graphic things I see. Advertisements for movies and newspapers.
Yeah.
Of course, advertisements for Hooters, Miss Hooter USA. They're all type of graphic things. But see, we have been desensitized to that. We don't care about that. We've been so caught up in the filth of entertainment that we partake in, even as Christians. But when we see this stuff, see, we don't want to deal with this, because I remember I read where Dr. King was ready to go on a march north of Selma, and Dr. Martin Luther King was told by the authorities, Dr. King, we don't mind you marching and so on and so on. Please, don't go north of Selma. Well, they were trying to discourage him from going into the mostly white communities. Well, what's the point of staying in your own community when the people in that community were not the ones causing the injustice towards you? So we're always trying to put up walls. We're always trying to avoid having to look at the truth.
Hmm.
And abortion strikes at the very core, because it really strikes many nerves in people, and they either get angry, indifferent, callous, or you see their hardened heart. And these are not uneducated cavemen.
So Mike Mattia, we're about out of time.
Oh, yes,
August 21st, Saturday.
Yes.
Your number, 248-894-5312.
Yes, sir.
And, Mike, you know about Colorado's Amendment 62? Do you know about that?
I've been told about it, yes, sir, a little bit, correct.
We're excited. We're asking Christians around the country to pray. You could go online to ColoradoRightToLife.org or to a site called MyCampaignTracker.org,
yes,
and check out what's going on here. Mike, we've got a major opportunity in Colorado to put a dagger in the heart of liberalism by protecting innocent kids. God bless you, Mike Mattia.
Thank you, sir, for
keep us informed, all right?
Thank you. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Okay, we want to hear how it went. And our website is KGov.